A prayer for today. Let us pray. Almighty God, who wonderfully created us in your own image, and yet more wonderfully restored us through your Son Jesus Christ, grant that we, as he came to share in our humanity, may share the life of his divinity, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We bring before God our prayer of confession. Let us say together. Merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you, in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart, and soul and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been, help us amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us, Christ rose for us, Christ reigns in power for us, Christ prays for us. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old life has gone, a new life has begun. Believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Today's reading from the Old Testament begins in the 61st chapter of the book of the prophet Isaiah, beginning at the 10th verse. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my whole being shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation, he has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. Our second hymn is Lo, How a Rose E'Blooming, harmonized by Michael Pretorius.